Welcome everybody. Today we'll be discussing strategic human resource management in the hospitality sector. Let us go through the objectives of today's presentation. The objectives are to discuss the design and development of HR systems, the organizational strategic goal, strategic management process, the execution of strategic plans, and the metrics which are essential for creating an HR practices. Now, the structure. Strategic planning, what we are going to discuss today is strategic planning. Initially, we'll talk about the importance of managers. What are the roles and responsibilities of the manager? What is the importance? Then the fundamentals of management planning, the objectives of it. Improving productivity through human resources information systems, HRIS. Top manager's role in strategic planning, the HR action, HR management tools, and building higher performance work systems. So let us start with the importance of manager. Let's discuss what is a strategic plan. A strategic plan is an organizational plan. Every organization needs a strategic plan, where you look at what your internal strength is, what your internal weaknesses are, what your external opportunities are, what your external threats are, SWOT analysis is done. How do you maintain a competitive environment, a competitive advantage over your competition? How are your business goals going to be achieved? So plan is essentially a roadmap to where you are currently today. So where am I standing? I'm very good at service, but some of my products needs improvement. My rooms are 5 years old, they need refurbishment. Painting work needs to be done. I mean, these are my strengths and weaknesses. I'm pointing them out and I'm noting them out. I'm looking at what my competition is. There's a hotel opposite me. Is that my competition? In my area, what was my competition? What are the opportunities? Am I next to the airport? So airline travel becomes my opportunities. People traveling on short trips become my opportunities. Layovers become my opportunities. Where do I fit in the market? Am I a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star? Who are my target audiences? How do I target? What is my segmentation? What is my pie of the segment which is coming in? What is my business pie? How do I increase my business pie? All that information is taken out. Is my staff my strength? What are good employees looking at me as? All is taken out and a plan is formulated. That becomes the strategic plan. So that will including my budget, everything it will include. My projections, my methods of getting more business, my methods of improving my product, my roles and responsibility of an organization vis-a-vis my environment, vis-a-vis my society around me. All that encompasses together into a strategic plan. So, strategic planning is a very important aspect. Now, this is in the broader sense. When you get into HR, we get into the specific roles of HR. Human resource management. What is my HR planning? What is my organizational structure going to look like? What are the number of people I require? What is the cost per person? What are their roles and responsibilities? What is the basic knowledge which I want to hire them at? So, my entire HR planning, number of people I have already on board, vis-a-vis the number of people I require, where do I need skill upgradation? What type of skills need to be upgraded? Soft skills, skills, specified skills. So, all that comes into HR planning. Human resource management is a vast subject. So when HR department sits to plan, it has to look at all other departments in the plan. what is the role of my frontline manager going to be? How is he going to assist me in my goals? Also is a part of human resource management. Planning. What is my organizational structure? What is my desired structure? Where are my gaps? What are my desired output from my staff? What is the output which I am gaining? What is my gap? Where are my gaps? How do I fill my gaps? Do I fill it through recruitment, selection and introduction? What is my process of recruitment going to be? How do I streamline recruitment? Arbitrary recruitment should not be done. Recruitment in a hurry should not be done. What are the database which I create? What is my year-long process of constant interviewing people? How do I do the selection criteria? Will the first interview happen with the HR executive? Then the second interview goes to the line manager. Then the third interview goes to the HR head. How does it happen? What are the roles which are going to be defined in terms of recruitment requirement? Talking to all managers of all departments, what is the recruitment requirement for the year? Is it sanctioned, not sanctioned? What is the expenditure for recruitment? Am I going to go to colleges and take freshers every year? Do I have a management training program? Do I have to do recruitment for that? Do I have to do recruitment for other aspects? How am I going to introduce myself? How am I going to position myself as an HR company? As a company to potential staff, what is the value addition in which I bring into a person's CV? So once I take all that into account, then I can devise a plan for recruitment, for selection processes, and for introduction to new employees. Then comes another step, which is personnel administration. How do I administer the people? What are the internal surveys which I will do? How is the grading system going to be? How am I going to get adequate feedback to give a performance appraisal? What is my conflict resolution method? All that I have to take into account. What are my statutory requirements for every type of labor which I hire? What is the quotient of my contractual labor versus permanent labor? What is my notice period? What are my termination policies? What are my grievance development? How do I identify gaps between performance and expected performance? Now, once I've identified gaps, what are my remedial methods? What is the kind of training exercises I need to develop in-house, or do I need to outsource? Do I need to do soft skill training, or do I need to do technical training? What are my management training goals? How do I achieve these goals? What period of length would training go into? Time would go into training? When will I do these trainings? I can't do it during peak season. I have to do it during off season. What is my strategy vis-a-vis if I am taking out employees for training purposes? What is my strategy for filling the gap in operations? Do I get in contractual labor? Or do I spread it one at a time? Am I doing one-on-one training, or am I doing on-the-job training? What type of training am I going to do? How do I assess these training needs as per individuals? How do I use my internal talent to train people? Where will they train? How will they train? How does it affect the overall strategy of the company? Overall goals of the company? Is the training adding value? Or is it just being done as an exercise? What are my motivational techniques? So, all these aspects have to be looked at. Once these aspects are looked at, you look at what? Has the employee's performance improved? What is the performance evaluation of the employee vis-a-vis last year or the last evaluation? When am I going to evaluate? Every 3 months? Every 2 months? What kind of feedback mechanism do I need to constantly maintain with the line managers? How does operation in information in affect my evaluation? What would be my own observation points? So I'll create an entire performance evaluation sheets, a periodical evaluations. Once I have periodically evaluated the employees, how do I address the needs which shows a gap? Do I need more training and development, or do I need to create or do more motivation towards that employee? Or is there something wrong with the employee? What is my counseling method so that the employee can progress and so that can the company? And if the employee is exceeding the performance level, how do I reward the employee? What is the employee's growth path? Has he exceeded in a level that he requires immediate gratification in terms of growth? Or other types of rewards need to be given, like employee of the month, employee of the year, create motivational things. So basically, how do I manage this talent which is there in the company or which I have acquired? See, growth of employees is always the growth of company. They are intertwined. Employee has to grow not only in his knowledge. He has to grow in his career. He has to grow in his attitude. He has to grow in every way. Change is the only constant. And growth is the only catalyst for change. When I am career planning for an employee, I have to also career plan for the person he is going to replace. I can't have two managers in one restaurant. So what is the succession plan? Where is that employee going to go? All that has to be planned. Even my replacements have to be planned. My work schedules have to be planned. If I'm a larger organization, in their labor unions I have to deal with from time to time. These labor unions come with a lot of restraints. What is my strategy towards them? How do I deal with labor unions? Yearly increment is given as per inflation, minimum increment and should be given. How do I give more increment to deserving employees? How do I identify those deserving employees? I can't only rely on line managers. He may have a bias towards one person or the other. How do I ensure that non-biased opinion is maintained? Human resource management is a whole gambit of all this. And HR planning is very essential for any organization. If there is no planning, there is no output. Employees need to feel that they own the company, they're growing in the company, they're learning in the company. Growth can be any way. So it becomes an important aspect of human resource management. Fundamentals of business planning. Human resources plans cannot function in isolation. They have to be a part of they have to be in unison with the business plan, the marketing plan, the production or the operation plan and the financial plan. Business plan is the most important plan. What is the business plan? It's the planning of the business. How much business do I need to generate to make a good profit? Create an entire business plan out of it. What are my capital resources which are going to be required? What are my human resources which are going to be required? How much am I willing to spend to make? How much will I make? What is my projections? On the basis of that, there is a marketing plan. How am I going to sell myself? To whom am I going to sell myself? What is my target audience? Where am I going to sell myself? How much of money do I require to sell myself? Then after that comes the operation plan. What is the operation desired for the marketing plan which I made? what type of production will I have to do? How much of production will I have to do? What are the resources required? What is my expenditure going to be? What are my human resources, capital which I require? All that leads to a financial plan. What is my cash flow going to be? How much can I spend on staff? How much can I spend on salary? How much can I spend on welfare? How much should I spend on uniform? How much can I spend on anything else? How much do I need for operations? So from my entire business point of view and marketing point of view and operation point of view, how much is my profit? And what is my cash flow management? In this month, how much money will I get so I can spend this much? That month, how much will I get so I can get this much? Do I need to take credit? What type of credit do I need to take? So all that encompasses in the financial plan. All these plans are very important. Human resource plan is a part of these plans. And all these five types of plans form the organizational plan, the strategic plan of the organization, from where the entire strategies are based. So the fundamentals are to be very clear. All plans go hand in hand. No plan can go one direction, another plan goes another direction. My business I'm planning in a certain way, but my marketing is going in a B certain way. My production and operation are completely different. So that disrupts my financial plan. Human resources doesn't know what to do. Every plan goes for a toss. So all these plans are intertwined and interlinked. And all these plans can be broken down into smaller plans. Operation plan can be broken down to even every department plan. All of them encompass the great planning. And for all that, you require a manager. So you've got a general manager in a hotel, you've got a HOD. They become very key roles. They are the ones who are going to strive to achieve goals, objectives. All of them have to align in one direction. So you have an HOD of a food and beverage, a HOD for front office, HOD for housekeeping, HOD for sales and marketing, and all of them report to the general manager, who's the custodian of all the plans. But the HODs become keys for implementation of the plans. So it becomes their role has to be set in stone. Their objectives and achieving the goals have to be very clear for all the HODs. And they will achieve it through their line managers, priorities and resources of the organization, by measuring opportunities and threats in their areas, by effective participation of all the employees, by focusing on the goals, and by follow-up. So hospitality managers are a key to every plan. If you don't have the right managers, your plans will go away. Best made plans flop and fail because of ineffective managers. Ineffective leadership will not percolate down the line. There will be no focus. There will be no follow-up. There will be no course correction. There will be no constant opportunity and threat assessments, which you need to constantly do. So managers are the people who execute these plans using various methods. So for them, the goals have to be very clear. They have to be very clear on their roles. I'll give you an illustration. Initially, when a plan is made, you document the current scenario. Operations plan. Document the current scenario. This is my particular scenario. This is where I stand. What are my problems? Where am I wasting my time? I have to identify these before I move any further. So problem identification becomes a key. Then I will plan an action for course correction. I will execute that action. I will make the changes as and when required. So I will execute that action. Once I have executed the action, I'll verify that the changes have been made. I will measure. I will monitor. I'll follow up. I'll measure the results. Is it giving me results periodically? Bi-weekly. I'll measure what is the result I'm expecting in 2 weeks after I made the changes. You give me that result, even weekly, even daily. I'll constantly measure against the goals which I identified earlier. And if they are, then I have set new standards, right? And then I can constantly go back and document the current situation and redo the entire process again and again and again. And this is a vicious circle. It keeps happening, especially in the hospitality industry. HRIS. What is HRIS? Human Resource Information System. So we are now going to talk about improving productivity through human resource information system. You can do it at the product level, corporate level. You can do it at the product and service level. You can do it at functional level. And you can attain the competitive goals through this system. Now we will discuss the system in elaboration. So basically, this is the flowchart of the system. What is the system? Initially, you start with HR planning and analysis. What is my organizational chart? I have built the organizational chart. There is a GM. Do I need a resident manager? Do I need a secretary to the GM? Do I need GMs of every department? Depending on the size. So I'm talking about a single unit hotel. You can now scale it up to corporate level also. So I make an organizational chart. So once I made this chart, F&B manager, restaurant manager, how many restaurants do I have, banquet manager, how many banquet halls do I have, I'll make an entire organizational chart of an hotel or of a, at the corporate level of multiple hotels, including that hotel, including the corporate office. Okay. Then I will identify all the roles. How many people do I require? What are my staffing projections for each role? So how many in this particular restaurant, I need 10 waiters. In that particular restaurant, I need 15 waiters. In that restaurant, I need 20 waiters. So total waiters, I need 35. What is their role? What is their responsibility? Is there any specialization in any category which I require them to be in? So I'll make the entire staffing projections based on this organizational chart. What and business chart, naturally I have to look at business also generated. If I am expecting 3 turnovers, 2 turnovers, will this staff requirement be okay? Will I need more staff? All that I'll have to do a staffing projection, staffing analysis. What are the skill inventories which I require? So I'll make a skill inventory. So each role will be defined. Skill inventory being taken. What is the skill inventory currently present? What do I require? Where are my gaps? What has been my turnover in the last year, last 2 years, last 3 years? 10%, 5%, 15%, 20%. What has been my turnover? In which staffing role my turnover has been higher than what staffing role? All that leads to projection. Once I've identified that, I need that projection. What is my absenteeism? How many people fell sick? How many people just didn't turn up? How many days of productive work have I missed because of this? So I have to analyze my aptitude. Has it affected the job performance of the others? Then internal job matching. Am I putting a certain skill set in a wrong area? So I should match jobs. It's like this. 3 restaurants require 35 staff, waiters. But one requires 10, one requires 15, one requires... another 10. So that job matching is internal. Does it affect the performance of the person if they move from a restaurant to another restaurant? Are these guys capable of doing room service also? So internal job matching. Has the job description changed in any ways? Or do I need to change job descriptions? Do I need to add in more skills? Do I need to restructure the entire space? And what is the cost which is going to happen to the restructuring? That's all part of HR planning analysis. Then I have to look at the external environment. Now I have looked at the internal environment. Affirmative action is required or not required? What is my plan for affirmative action? I have to create a plan for it. So if I am in the US, affirmative action is based on race. In India, it is based on caste. So it depends on where I am. What type of affirmative action is required? Moreover, affirmative action then, because of global companies, will then result in affirmative action on local properties. A US-based company opening a hotel in India cannot do affirmative action of black versus white. And an Indian company opening a hotel in US cannot do affirmative action on caste basis. So each area has got its own different affirmative action requirement. What is the affirmation action required as per law? Affirmative action also can be gender-oriented. How many women do I have? How many women are required in the organization? Which are the areas where women will exceed? Women exceed in all areas, actually, in the hospitality industry. But which are the areas more likely? What are the skill sets required? So I have to make an affirmative action plan. Then I have to track my plan. I'm just hiring because I have to hire, I have to fill the post. So I'm filling the post. But I have forgotten affirmative action. So I have to track whether I'm actually taking affirmative action or I'm just putting it on paper. So I have to track my plan. Is it happening? I have to track applicants. What affirmation action I'm planning also would depend on the area I am situated. Are the women willing to work, come out and work? Also has to be looked at in certain areas. What is the availability of the talent which I'm seeking in affirmative action in the area I'm residing? So that encompasses the equal opportunities plan, which all hotels should do. Then it comes to staffing. What are my recruiting sources? Am I going through Naukri? Online staffing? Online posting? LinkedIn, etc., etc. For which position do I have to go where? Or am I going through recruitment agents? So I have to look at, or am I going and picking up from colleges, hotel management schools? What am I picking up? Which schools am I going to? Depends on the brand I am. The higher value schools will demand higher salaries, so you can't, the lesser brands can't go, higher brands go. So that depends on my brand value. So I have to look at all that. I have to make a plan for that. Define my sources. Where these people are coming from? Am I looking at walk-in interviews? Am I advertising in a newspaper? Is that my source? Then the number of applications which I have collected. I have to track my applications. You put a job on Naukri, you will have 1,000 people applying. You have to track your applications. You have to go through each application, put them in different piles, make a definition of which application is what. Somebody may be suitable for a different role, applying for a different role, because the person is desperate for another job. So you have to track all your applications. You have to go through the applications. Then you have to go through recruitment process. You're interviewing, you're this, so applications have to process, progress. Na? Rejected at source, rejected by first call, rejected on second call, rejected on third call, approved, hired. Employee rejects, potential employee rejects. You have to track that also. You have to analyze that also. That is very important. Yeah. You know why you have to analyze it? Because that tells you where you stand vis-a-vis your competition. Why did that person reject? He applied for the job. You hired him for the job. Why did he reject yours? Has he got a better job offer? What do you mean by better job offer? Is your competition a better brand than yours? Is your competition paying much more? Or he's got a job from a higher category hotel. Did you underestimate his value? So you have to analyze. the refusal of jobs. You also have to analyze why you refuse people and at what levels they were refused. To know whether your line managers, when they do their interview, your functional managers, when they're doing their technical interview, are they rejecting people on technical basis or just because they just don't like the person's face or on gut feelings? You have to analyze all that. You have to do corrective measures there. So staffing becomes an important aspect. Now you've staffed them, but you have to provide them compensation and benefits. What is my pay structure? How is it vis-a-vis my competition? What is my wage and salary costing? What are my accommodation costing? Which are my flexible benefits? Giving accommodation, am I giving family accommodation, giving shared accommodation? What is my costing of that? What is my costing of health benefits? What is my costing of benefit usages? What are the benefits I'm giving, flexible benefits? What impact does vacation usage have? Are the vacations being used? A good HR manager will always ensure their employees take vacations, because a break from work will always give rejuvenate the employees. Then what are my HR development techniques which I use? What are my employee profiles? What are the gaps which there are in training? Where do I need to train them? What is the training profile of each employee have I developed? What are the training needs assessment of the entire organization, of departments, different departments? What is my succession planning? How do I see that the person is motivated all the time? How do I take care of the career interests of the employee and the experience? Person cannot be stuck at one job for 10 years. No? How are they going to be given raises? What is my assessment performance evaluation of the employees? How are their performance is going to be evaluated? At what point of time will they get a promotion? All that comes under succession planning and taking care of career interest and expenses and experiences. What is the training benefits am I giving my employees? How my employee benefits are going to result in my business benefits? All that as an HR department I have to analyze. And I not only have to analyze, I have to ensure that and my HODs of the departments are in tune to these benefits. Then I have to look at health, safety and security. What is the kind of security training am I giving? Sorry. What are the accident records? How many people have slipped and fallen, broken bones, broken hands, chemical burns, kitchen burns? What is the cost which the company has to bear for all these health benefits? I have to look, ensure that health and safety is maintained for all employees. So I have to look at that aspect. And last but not the least, I have to look at labor relationships. That means unions. Every year they will come and sit and negotiate with you. I have to sit and negotiate with them every year. I have to keep them in good state because unions can go on strike. If they go on strike, where will I get employees from? How many unions are there in an organization? Also, larger organization may have 2-3 unions. Which is the union you recognize? How do you negotiate with them? How do you audit them? What is the attitude of my labor? My survey, internal survey. What is the employee work history? How am I going to give a raise? What kind of raise it should be given? All this information comes out of HRIS, Human Resources Information System. All this information has to be gathered in the HR department. This is the key backbone. Without this information, the Human Resource Department cannot function. And the Human Resource Department is the only one which will collect this information. An effective Human Resource Department has effective HRIS systems. Top management's role in strategic planning. Top management plays the most important role in strategy. Top management is the most important part of strategic planning. Without the top management's blessing, human resource department can do nothing. So top management, strategic and HR in action, you need to have a due diligence stage where you're doing your due diligence of your employees, where you're going into due diligence of everything which you're doing. You need to have an integration stage where you're integrating your employees into your organization. You need to use HR consultants as a very important aspect when you're hiring top management. Some of the tools used by HR departments worldwide are strategic map. We discussed the strategy. Now we created a map of the strategy. You create a map. So you know this is your strategic goals which you need to achieve. This is what how you need to achieve them. And this is when you need to achieve them. So that is a tool which keeps telling you what you need to do. Then you keep an HR scorecard. Well, what have you achieved? What have you not achieved? 90% achieved, 10% achieved, 50% achieved, 100% achieved, 110% achieved. In HR, you can't achieve 110% ever. People will not accept more employees than what are required. And what are your digital dashboards? These are all tools. This helps you run your organization. Building human, what are the benefits which you get out of building high performance work systems? Like the ones which we just discussed. Your effectiveness of your organization goes. You are getting more well-trained staff, more well-behaved staff. You get quality training. You can give incentives to people. It works both ways. The company's incentive is to invest in its employees so that it can get more more business out of them, more work done out of them. Employee incentive is more money, more higher pay grades, better working environments, more motivation, high performance work systems. So these are benefits. So we are summing it up here now. What will some of the benefits which will come out of this entire system? Now, once you've identified, you know, your goals and objectives of training, you identify key personnel, so you train them, they're well-trained staff, they're highly motivated, it'll improve your speed and efficiency of training. What will that do? That'll improve guest experience. It'll improve the time turnaround for taking off of doing rooms, cleaning rooms, making them available from occupied, making sure that occupancy efficiency is maintained. What does that do? How does that happen? You keep training people, you keep motivating them. They work faster. They become more diligent in their work. It'll try and ensure first time and right quality. Lesser complaints. It'll reduce maintenance and utility costs because everybody is taking care of all their things. They're highly motivated. It'll reduce machine breakdowns because you are doing preventive maintenance. You're taking care of your tasks, you plan properly, your inventory management is being done at optimal levels, there are no spoilages in stocks. More importantly, you are engaging the entire staff in a strategic plan. You're getting everyone involved. So everyone is involved. So you have a strategic plan to reduce waste management, everyone is involved in it. To reduce carbon footprint, entire organization node. What does that do? It increases productivity, improves process. The process constantly keeps redeveloping, people keep getting remotivated, and your standard of work goes up, your inconsistency comes down, your service delivery improves. You create the backbone, then your freedom of movement increases, your efficiency improves. The stronger the back, the faster you can run. With that, I encompass the whole thing that HR is a very important department in the hospitality industry. It is the backbone, and its strategic planning and implementation of its strategic plan is one of the most important aspects. I'd like to thank you for your time.